Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
My promise to you is that I'm going to stick to what I know and what I think as it pertains to what's going on in Israel right now with Hamas and Iran and the Gaza Strip. In no way over the next days, weeks, months will I try to convince you that militarily we should be doing this or we should be doing that. I may form some opinions from some experts out there that I believe in. Most of those would be conservative. I think I would lean toward anyone that I believe is conservative saying America's policy should be this. I would lean toward that because I, in my years on this planet, living in this wonderful country, have learned that we are all safer at home when Republicans are in charge. There just is enough evidence now that anybody that wants to think otherwise is just flat wrong. So that's where I stick to what I know. What I know is my life is safer and more secure when Republicans are in charge, period. And now we are all just a little bit scared that this is coming to America. We're seeing demonstrations in Chicago where over 1,000 people were marching. We've watched stomping on flags and shouting, "Gas the Jews," in Sydney, Australia. We've seen Palestinians gather in New York and Boston do really ugly things in light of all this. Anti-Semitism, anti-Jew, anti-Israel. We spend so much time in America talking about anti-Semitism, and the left does, basically saying that people like you and I on the right are the people that hate the Jews. And now we get to something like this, and what we're seeing is some people on the left have absolutely lost their freaking minds on this. Like a crazy Tlaib lady, the Minnesota congresswoman, who outside her office in the Capitol building has a Palestinian flag and an LGBTQ flag flying right outside her office. And apparently she doesn't know that Palestinians and Hamas kill gay people. Should somebody tell her that you don't fly the Palestinian flag next to the LGBTQ flag, that those two things are not the same, that they don't go together, that you don't go, that she cannot, if she supports Palestine and she wants to go walk into the Gaza Strip and say, tell the Palestinian terrorists, I support you, oh, but I also support these gays, she's done. It's over. She's gone. And these people living in America that have some sort of a worldview, and look, let's take the religion out of this. And I know you can't. And I know all of our major conflicts throughout history of mankind and war have been based largely on things we believe, not things we know. They're spiritual in nature. They're religious in nature. There's fanaticism there, and there's a willingness to die over these things, especially from Muslims and Palestinians and Hamas. But if you just pull back and say, okay, let's not even look at the religion here for a second, what we have is two completely different factions. You have a democracy in Israel that since World War II has done everything it can to just defend its sovereignty, just defend itself. They're not running around the world trying to kill people. They're not running around conducting terrorist attacks. They have led the way in the world in airline security, in defense systems. The Iron Dome was overwhelmed on Saturday when 300 rockets were lobbed at one time that couldn't get them all, and obviously people died. But now, apparently on this Tuesday, 5 or 6 rockets have been shot toward one city near the Gaza Strip, and the Iron Dome's taken every one of them down. None of them are landing at this point. Israel's responding. They have a fine military. They will defend themselves. They now have every right to take out the Gaza Strip and Gaza City. And their goal is to completely destroy it and rebuild it without the Palestinians. We all tried to work together all these years and said, let's have a peaceful solution. Israel, give up this piece of Israel, which is what Gaza is. Give up this piece of Israel. Give it to the Palestinians. We're not going to call it Palestine. We'll just call it the Gaza Strip. But give it to them, and we'll all exist peacefully. Well, what did Israel do? Okay, along the border, they knew they needed the Iron Dome. They needed to defend themselves because someday all hell would break loose. And honestly, when has all hell breaking loose with Iran in your lifetime? If you're as old as me, when has it happened in your lifetime? It's happened twice. It's happened when Jimmy Carter was president, and it's happened when Joe Biden was president. And it's the same playbook. It's a complete lack of seriousness of what really matters in the world. Jimmy Carter was focused on all kinds of strange things, but not as strange as what they're focused on today. Joe Biden and his people have been so busy taking the federal apparatus, and this is everything from top to bottom, this is every federal agency, that climate change is our biggest threat in the United States and globally. And number two is domestic terrorism. When you take a country the size of the United States and a government as large as ours, which is the largest enterprise in the history of the world, the United States government is the biggest company in the history of the planet. When you take that and you redirect it away the day you arrive in office and say, Trump is evil, we're changing everything Trump did, he's dangerous and was wrong, and we're going this way. When you do that, for every action, there's a reaction. So that's what they do. We pay all our attention to climate change. We look out for domestic terrorism. We're going after parents and teachers at school boards. We're doing all this stuff here to control our country, and the world runs amok. We wind up with a war in Ukraine and Russia, which right now, if we're just being honest, and like I said, I don't have a solution to any of these problems at this point. I can't offer that up. I've heard some people say we should be, you know, bombing the nuclear weapons facilities in Iran right now. The United States should be involved. That sounds like a bad idea to me, but I don't know. I've heard Lindsey Graham say for every hostage that dies, we should take out one oil refinery in Iran and cripple them financially. I don't know. Seems a little early for us to be involved in that. Let's let the thing go and see how Israel does on their own here for a while before we really get involved. But we know this stuff happens when America's weak. And it's the same playbook. When you're paying attention to other things, when other things become more important, the world will stick it right at you. Okay, our problems are not the world's problems. We look stupid. Right? When we're worried about, how do our problems look today? When we're worried about racism in the least racist country on earth, homophobia in likely the least homophobic country on earth, gender equity in the most equal country on earth, when we're running around spending all of our time hating each other, pointing fingers that we're evil people, that the people on the right in America are evil people, when we're doing that, when Joe Biden specifically gets elected and he has nobody voting for him anymore, all right, and he's going to run for office, nobody's voting for him. If he gets votes, it's people voting against Trump because they think Trump is dangerous. Can we finally put that to rest? Can we not look at Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden and say the same thing happened? Iran became emboldened, they became empowered, and they're terrorists. There is no comparison between what Hamas, Iran, Palestinians do and what Israelis do. And if you take the religion out of it and just say you're an atheist and you don't believe in either one of these things, okay? Let's look at the two entities and who do you support? This is a complete and utter no-brainer. You support Israel with full force, with everything you can do. This is not Russia coming in to Ukraine to reclaim their land, which is awful the way it is. And what we're doing there is insane and ridiculous, but it's happening. It's not the same. This is terrorists going into a music festival and slaughtering 250 people. The video that I saw over and over yesterday was the separation of a couple, a young couple, a lovely looking young girl who clearly was Israeli and her boyfriend who looked like maybe he was 6'3", and his shirt was ripped off. His hands were bound behind his back and they were hauling him away and they threw her in a Jeep and drove her away and they're screaming at each other, being separated. And the only thing I can get in my head, the only thing I can think of is which one of the two of them has it worse. Because he's about to be beheaded and she's about to be raped for days before killed. And we have elected members of the United States House of Representatives with Palestinian flags at their office inside our Capitol. Folks, again, nobody can solve the Middle East. The troublesome part to this now is this is our problem. Russia and Ukraine are not our problem. The Russian military is not coming in here to get us. The Palestinians and militants are in our country. They are here. They don't have to be an organized army. They'll send three or four gunmen with automatic rifles to a music festival and they'll slaughter 300 Americans. They will do this. Does anybody not understand this is coming? This is happening here. And as much as everybody's focusing on Americans in Israel right now and hostages and all those things, Those people now are just pieces in a game. There is no more negotiating hostages. We tried that 3 weeks ago. We brought six people home. We released six terrorists. And we gave Iran $6 billion. And 3 weeks after giving them $6 billion, this happens. Because they look at Biden and they laugh. He's weak. He's not going to do anything. They have people here, folks. You don't have demonstrations of thousands of people that claim to be Palestinians supporting Hamas, shouting in Australia, gas the Jews, or Zionism is racism, or any of these other things. You don't have them in your streets. We have them in Chicago, New York, Boston. They're going to pop up everywhere, different sizes. You don't have a group of 1,000 people, most of them under the age of 30. You don't have those people without a certain percentage of them being willing to die for their cause. Whether that means they build a bomb and strap it to them and walk down the street, or they get their hands on some assault rifles and go gun some Americans down, there are people here that are going to do this. This is now our problem. This is a major problem in the United States. Americans are going to die. And I don't mean to be a bummer, and I don't mean to be, you know, bringing everybody down with this podcast, but this is the sad reality. This is the truth. They are among us. There is no way they're all good. They could be 99% good people, but you are not a good person if you're marching in support of Hamas, period. So none of these people are good. I'm sorry, none of them. If you're marching in this country supporting Hamas, you're a bad person because you know what they're doing. And you may want your country back, and you may hate Israel and all those things, but you cannot support slitting the throats of five-year-olds. You cannot support gang-raping women for days before lopping their heads off. You cannot support terrorism. If Iran wanted to move its ships and its military to the Gaza Strip, and Iran says, we believe this should be Palestine, and it belongs to the Palestinian people. If they want to come in, and they're going to line up, and they're going to start and try to fight a war, that's a whole different conflict. That's Russia and Ukraine. That's a whole different deal. Are you worried that Russian terrorists are going to blow something up where you live or kill people in our streets? I'm really not. But I'm really worried about Middle Eastern terrorists. Really. You can call me racist, xenophobic. I don't care what you call me. It's real. And I've lived with it my whole life. And I've watched it happen. I've watched the World Trade Center come down. We've watched hostages taken when Jimmy Carter was president. We've seen this playbook over and over and over. And now Iraq is warning the United States to not get involved. I don't know exactly what Iraq's going to do to the United States, but they're warning very strongly, do not get involved. If you get involved, it escalates. It brings other countries in. That's probably true. I don't know what our role will be. I have zero confidence in the people leading this. Zero. We had the man in office that kept this from happening. And we had an answer when Jimmy Carter was president, and that answer was Ronald Reagan. We have taken our eye off the ball here, and it is our problem. Make no mistake about it, this is our problem. You don't have 3 years of open southern borders, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you got thousands of Palestinians in your streets in the United States supporting what Hamas is doing, and there won't be violence here. That's just not possible. They've escaped. They've gotten through. We've captured a whole bunch of terrorists, people on the terror watch list trying to come in. We've caught a whole bunch. You're a fool if you think we've caught them all, because we haven't. And they're running around without identification, and they're living amongst us, and they're plotting something somewhere. And they will play the long game, and they will do whatever. And there will be mayhem over the next year. It's going to be bad. This is all on the Democrats. And I follow this coverage. And it makes me sick when I'm following it and I'm thinking, oh boy, they're politicizing this. That's not politicizing it. Analysis is not politicalization. Analysis is Joe Biden and his people have been focused on climate change and domestic terrorism. When you take the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, national intelligence, everything that you have, and you focus on climate change, woke military, and domestic terrorism, Iran's going to notice. They sent John Kirby out to be on CNN yesterday because Biden's in hiding somewhere. Biden didn't take the 3 a.m. phone call. Remember the commercial against Hillary, the 3 a.m. phone call commercial? Biden slept all night. They didn't wake the president. They told him at 8:30 in the morning. They let him sleep. He was one of the last to know. They didn't wake the president for the phone call from Israel that all hell was breaking loose. He had a picnic on the White House lawn because he was doing interviews about, you know, the confidential records he took from the White House when he was vice president. And we have got to stop with one another in this country. We've got to get the adults in charge. We have to stop pointing fingers at each other, and we need to be a real country because we've had it really good here for a really long time. I've mentioned this a few times in this podcast. It's been 22 years since 9/11. We have forgotten. 22 years is a long time. We've gotten soft. We've forgotten. We're pointing fingers at each other. We need to get together and get serious and understand this fight is coming to us. We didn't choose it, but it's coming to us. It's the saddest thing ever. And I keep going back to how silly our problems look when you see this, when you see these images of what these beasts are doing in the Gaza Strip to innocent Israeli citizens. You can't even compare it to the problems we have in the United States. It makes us look really unserious about everything we do. And we have forgotten that the world is ridiculously dangerous, that there are crazy people out there, and they hate us, and they want to kill us, whether it's you or me or anybody they run into. They indiscriminately do not care. I saw a woman that they had handcuffed, and I don't know if it was actually true or not that she was. They had put a piece of duct tape across her chest and with a marker written USA on it. They had labeled her as an American. That means she was about to become a hostage because they think they can make money off of us. So her life likely going to be spared for a while if she doesn't die in the attacks that Israel is now bombarding in the Gaza area. Because Israel says they're just going to level it. And that means the hostages are going to die. And that's a casualty of war. And they're going to kill everybody. They're going to wipe it out and rebuild it. That's their claim. They're going to level Gaza City. Two senior commanders for Hamas have reportedly been killed while we slept last night. That's according to Israeli officials. That's the great place to start. Start with the leaders. Take out the command. Watch them splinter and run. And I guess we'll see what John Kirby says today because the president doesn't talk about this stuff. I'm an absolute and utter shock over all of it. The problem we have is this is our fight. It's coming to America. You know it is. How sick does it make you to see these people in our streets? And I welcome people from all over the world. I don't think many of these people are citizens. We allow Iranians to come study here. The things we should be doing instantly, the number of people we should be deporting right now should be staggering. Anybody that's Palestinian, anybody that's Iranian, anybody that's here that's not an American citizen needs to go now. Sorry, casualty of war. We're doing the humane thing. We're sending you home. You're out. You're gone. And we are not taking students and exchanges. And you cannot travel. There should be a travel ban on right now from Iran. We shouldn't be taking anyone and allowing them in this country. I don't care what kind of security clearance they went through to get here. We shouldn't be allowing it because you just don't know. They could have a clean record and be an honorable citizen and at this point see this and go, I'm going to go to America and I'm smarter than some of these dumb dudes that are going to go kill themselves and blow themselves up, but I can lead those people. It is really hard to stop people that are willing to blow themselves up or die. How about the dude that was like paragliding in? In the air, he's just flying through the air in this parasail, and he lands on the ground, he's got a gun, and he just starts shooting people. This is so disgusting and irrational. And this Rashida Tlaib or whatever the hell her name is, and her Palestinian flag with her LGBTQ flag, what could be more sinister than a member of our Congress that believes in that? She has an LGBTQ flag right next to a flag of for terrorists that kill gay people. We are woefully eyes off the ball, and this is what happens. And I'm worried. I'm worried for people that we know and love. I'm worried for people that travel. I'm worried for all of it. We should all be worried. I just don't see any way we go the next whatever months it is without some of this Palestinian rage coming to America. I don't see how it's possible. Will they attack Jewish centers? Will they attack random Americans? Who knows? There's equal hate there, which shows you what kind of people they are. I mean, I don't think they hate Judaism. They hate it. They hate the Zionists, but they hate Americans too. It's equal, right? Like any indiscriminate American is the same as killing a Jew, isn't it? Can we stop talking about racism? Can we not just start talking about good and evil in the world? People that kill and don't kill? Isn't that maybe the way we should look at things? Not the color of your skin or the God that you worship or the land that you covet. How about people who kill and don't kill? Doesn't seem that complicated to me to separate the two. And that's where this one lies. That's why this is an easy call. And I cannot believe that we have such an overwhelming discussion of bigotry in this country, racism, whatever you want to call it. Anti-Semitism, especially from Hollywood, about hating Jews in America, which I've never met anybody that hated a Jew. I don't know what this is. I don't know what that is. I've never lived it. I've never seen it. I've never heard it. I don't even get it. And they just force this on us for decade after decade after decade. And now we see the people that really hate Jews, and we got a whole bunch of people on the left not supporting them. Not supporting Israel. You're like, what? We have politicians on the left that are not supporting Israel. What? Oh, and the right wingers are the haters. And my God, why do Jewish Americans vote for that party on the left? Can anybody explain this to me? Look what's happening under the left. It's the same frustrating thing when we talk about African Americans in the inner cities and the way they've been run by Democrats. For 60 years, they've been run by Democrats. And Democrats have destroyed the inner cities and kept Black Americans down with their policies. It's the same thing with Jewish votes. They vote for the Democrats. Look who's getting Israelis killed. Whew, so frustrating. All right, let's move on to another news topic here. Whew. So I clear my head a little bit. RFK Jr. is running for president of the United States. He has dropped out of the Democrat primary and says he will run as independent. Said it was a very difficult decision because the Kennedy family has always been Democrats. But he's got a message going to resonate with a lot of the American people. He's a difficult candidate to support because he's hard to understand when he speaks. That's not his fault. He's had health problems that have led to this. He doesn't have any ongoing health problems. He's perfectly healthy, but it made him basically lose his voice. And he is saying what I have said for many, many years about Martin Luther King and John F. Kennedy Jr. They would both be Republicans today. And RFK is out there saying, I check every box of what my father, Robert F. Kennedy, and my uncle, John F. Kennedy, believed in America. No censorship, strong defense, borders, all order, law and order, you know, many, 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 every box that they checked. He says, I check every box of my father and my uncle, but I have to run as an independent because the Democrats aren't that anymore. He's right. There are some people out there that think he's going to get more votes from Trump than Biden. I do not believe that. I don't believe that. If it's true, and this is what RFK says, if it's true that people don't really vote for Biden, they're voting against Trump, then where will the RFK votes come from? Trump's not losing any of his votes. The Trump people are Trump people. They're going to vote for Trump. So if it's true that nobody votes for Biden, they're voting against Trump, a whole bunch of Biden voters are going to pull the lever for RFK. That just has to be true. And really, it doesn't take much. If it's, you know, 55% of RFK voters are Democrats and 45 are Republicans, Trump wins. It won't take much. RFK is going to get a real number. This is not going to be that 1.6% or something. RFK is going to get on the ballot in all the states. He's going to get a real number. This could be more like Ross Perot. And yes, there are rhinos that will vote for him. There's all kinds of rhinos that don't like Trump for whatever reason. If you can't see what's going on right now and not like Trump, I don't know, man. I mean, he warned North Korea, he warned Iran, he warned all of them, and they all stood down while he was on watch, while he was there. They did not mess with Trump. Just flat didn't do it. RFK is in, and he says he checks every box of his father and his uncle, believes in the very same stuff, but the Democrat Party no longer believes in those things. All right, we'll move on to sports in just a moment, brought to you by Cross Kitchens, online at crosskitchenskc.com. Okay, here's the deal with Tim. They had a big run this summer and fall, but right now he's got some openings still before the end of the year. Even if you have a small project, if you want to retile, let's say, your shower, something small like that, they'd love to do the work for you. They're just great at it. If you need a new kitchen sink and the countertops around it to be done and the backsplash, smaller jobs, they do all those too. If you want to remodel, they'd love to have the big job, do an entire room or floor, a complete kitchen remodel. But right now, if you call Tim over at Cross Kitchens, or Brittany, his wife, at Cross Kitchens, they can get you on the schedule this fall. They can get you something cool and neat done before the holidays. Call 816-898-7047. That's 898-7047. They have openings in the schedule in the next 6 weeks. They'd love to just sit down with you immediately. Tim will come out this week, meet with you, and say, yep, we can get this project done. You need to remodel a bathroom off your kitchen because it's outdated and people are going to be coming over for the holidays. You're like, let's just get that bathroom done right now. Let's do it. Get that bathroom done. Get the new countertops in there, some mirrors, different lighting, redo the floors, whatever it may be. Most jobs can be done in 2 weeks or less. 816-898-7047. He has immediate openings for work right now, and that's a rare thing. I would make the call. If you've been thinking about doing something, this isn't on the schedule for next year. You can get the work done now. Call Brittany, his lovely wife. She will love to talk to you about setting up an appointment for design service, a 3D rendering if you'd like it done. Their craftsmen have been with them for years. CrossKitchensKC.com. That's CrossKitchensKC.com, 816-898-7047. Same thing with Window World. They do a lot of window replacements, siding doors, sliding doors and stuff during the summer months. They get to the fall and people start thinking, oh, I can't do that right now. Look, we have great weather for the rest of this year. I mean, really, it's like January and February are the really cold times, right? There is plenty of time to get new windows in from Window World. If you've been thinking about doing this, give Window World a call and say, come on out and check it out. I got some water seeping in. I see some wood rot. Can you replace these for me? And how quickly can we get it done? With a lifetime warranty on American-made products. 816-799-0820. That's 816-799-0820. They're online at windowskansascity.com. Simply the best for less. Window World is the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. John and his team would love the opportunity to earn your business right now. There's really no better time. This is actually better than summer because all that heat doesn't come in when they're putting the windows in. This is actually better. 816-799-0820 for Window World. Simply the best for less. Our friends at B-Stock have a doorbuster sale going on, a slasher sale for October. Samsung 65-inch 4K is $349 this month only. Bundle that with the other doorbuster, the Acer Chromebook, for $50. That's a total of $400. $400. 65-inch smart 4K TV and a Chromebook computer for $400. BeStock.net. Yes, you have the ability to walk right in. They have a retail area. So many people walk into BeStock and say, well, we didn't know we could just walk right in. Yes, you can. There's a retail area right up front with TVs, laptops, Apple items, accessories on display, and appliances, all on the retail floor. walk right in. 14680 South Flaming Road. That's 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. It's near where the old Great Mall was. It's by the 54th Street Grill right there. It's a great spot. Maybe grab a little lunch while you're there. I've done that. I've eaten with the guys from B-Stock over there. They have washers, dryers, refrigerators, even microwaves in stock right now. Typically 30 to 40% off what you would pay retail at the Furniture Mart or at Best Buy. Walk right in. 14680 South Flaming Road in Olathe. It's bstock.net. Travis Kelce is the news of the week. Travis Kelce, I feel like, has been the news of the week all season. He was the news of the week because he was injured during training camp preseason, missed the first game. Then he was news of the week because of Taylor Swift. Then he was news of the week again because of Taylor Swift. And now he's news of the week. No, then he was news of the week because of a Pfizer commercial he did. Then he's news of the week because of an ankle injury he has. And now, seemingly, he's news of the week, not just for the ankle injury, but what's happening to him on social media. Look, I don't see all the TikTok and Insta stuff about Taylor and Travis. I got to admit, I'm not up on all of everything that's going on their relationship or any of that stuff. But I do see things along what I follow, and there is a rash of doctors, scientists, and pundits that have taken to social media and are just taking Travis Kelce apart for his news conference last week, where he said, I took the shot to protect others and do whatever, and was, you know, laughing about the fact that Aaron Rodgers calls him Mr. Pfizer. These doctors and scientists are all over him because there's more risk of injury from COVID, all right, for Travis Kelce, a young, healthy male. There's more risk of injury from the COVID shot than from COVID itself. And the shot doesn't prevent anything. We now know this. It doesn't work. If you feel good taking it because you like taking stuff, take it. But Kelce's just getting clobbered on this thing. I mean, he's getting hammered. And it's not just people on the right. And here's how we know it's not just people on the right. This is a losing issue for Travis Kelce. Chiefs fans will love him. America won't. 80% of Americans say they're taking a pass on the COVID shot this year. They're out. They're done. They've taken one. They've taken two. They've taken three. Now ask yourself this question. Why would 80% of Americans, after so many tens, hundreds of millions took it, and took it again and took it again, why would 80% say they're passing this time? Well, yes, there's a percentage of them that got COVID after getting it. They realize it didn't work. What's the real reason? How many of them haven't felt the same since they took it? That's one part of the basket. Here goes the rest of the eggs in the basket. Here we go. And then how many of them have felt okay after getting it, but know somebody that's had a problem? With Facebook and social media and the things we have today, it's almost everyone. Almost everybody knows somebody that says, I've never been the same since taking this shot. I don't feel well. My life is forever changed. Because maybe it's not your best friend or your next door neighbor, but maybe it's somebody on Facebook that you went to college with that you see every couple of years, but you see what they're going through. 80% of Americans disagree with Travis Kelce. And Travis Kelce, this is the worst part of his commercial. He doesn't want you to take one shot. He wants you to take them both. Come on in for your flu shot, because they trained a bunch of people like, you know, lemmings. They trained them all to get the flu shot every year. I used to work with a cadre of people at Union Broadcasting. It was the same seven or eight people every time. They were excited. They're like, we're going to bring somebody in and have flu shots here in the building. Like, yeah, not me. I'm not coming downstairs and getting jabbed for a flu shot. What the hell's that? No thanks. But these people couldn't wait to get their flu shot every year. And I'll be damned if they weren't the people that were still sick all winter. Every single one of them was sick all winter. The people that got the shots were the ones that missed work time. Just like clockwork. But they couldn't wait to get that shot. And so what Pfizer's advertising with Travis Kelce is to people, look, you've been getting a flu shot now for 20 years. We've trained you. When you get your flu shot, go ahead and get the COVID shot too. Mr. Pfizer says to do it. See these two Band-Aids and that sweet smile he's got? He's dating Taylor Swift. He's a smart guy. He's handsome. He's rich. Get those two shots. Put those Band-Aids on your arm and tell the world how good you are. While Pfizer laughs all the way to the bank. God, what in the world? 80% of Americans are going to pass on the jab. Travis, losing issue for you. Sorry, no question about that. All right, that's a sports-related topic. We're going to get on to real sports now, brought to you by our friends at ticketsforless.com. Did you know the day after a Chiefs win only? So let's assume the Chiefs win on Thursday. You can buy your Broncos tickets right now. All right, use the promo code KKHI and get at least 5% off your purchase. Ticketsforless.com. The day after the Chiefs win, so Monday, yesterday, it was $27 off your order because they scored 27 points. Let's say the Chiefs score 41 against the Broncos Thursday night. $41 off at ticketsforless.com. The promo code for that will be ChiefsWin. Okay, you have to remember it, ChiefsWin. So if the Chiefs win Thursday night, all day Friday at ticketsforless.com, ChiefsWin is your promo. You get that dollar amount off whatever the Chiefs score in the game. So there you have it. Sometimes, depending on your order, 5% could be better if you're ordering a bunch of tickets or whatever. So be smart with this. The promo code is always KKHI at ticketsforless.com, no matter what you buy. It doesn't just have to be Chiefs tickets. It's always, always, always KKHI. Fry Orthodontics is online at fryorthodontics.com. Get your perfect smile for life with Invisalign or braces from Fry Orthodontics. Kind of reinventing the way orthodontists work. It's a happier place. It's easier. They'll do appointments by video conference call and Zoom in between. Not when you have to have your braces tightened. You got to come in for that. But there's different appointments that you can now do over video conference. And it's just a much better system they're putting in place. Their offices are state of the art. Their people are above and beyond fantastic. You're going to love your experience. It is a different experience at Fry Orthodontics than any other choice. 14 locations in our area, now in Lawrence. FryOrthodontics.com, where your smile is just the start. And our friends in Manhattan would love to have you come out and play golf this fall. Any Monday through Thursday, a beautiful day at Colbert Hills and a night at the Bluemont Hotel, just $110 a person. This is a great opportunity for you and your company to reward some of your key employees or clients and say, let's go. Let's go spend a night or two at the Bluemont Hotel. Let's play Colbert Hills a couple of times. It's $110, and we've got a personal concierge for you to handle it all. This makes it easy. Call Zoe at the Bluemont Hotel. She's in sales and events, but just ask for Zoe. 785-473-7091. I'll give the number again in a moment. You don't have to call the hotel and the golf course and this and that. Just call Zoe. She does it all. She's your personal concierge to set it up. 785-473-7091. If you can't write that number down right now, log on to Bluemont Hotel and look up their number and just call and ask for Zoe and set up your fun day. $110 to stay in a hotel and play a world-class golf course like Colbert Hills. That's fantastic. Way to go. Love those folks. Okay, the big talk this week at Arrowhead about on-the-field performance is rookie wide receiver Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice got the touchdown on Sunday. He has 17 catches for 173 yards in 5 games. All right, so that's going to be about, what, 600 yards for the season and maybe 7 touchdowns? Decent enough for a rookie, but he's what the coaches say right now. He's coming on. They're seeing the light click on a lot of things that Rashee Rice is doing. Their hope all along is that by December, he's the Chiefs' best receiver, but here's the deal. It's October, and if we call Travis Kelce a tight end, Rashee Rice is the Chiefs' best receiver. He is well ahead of Sky Moore, and he's well ahead of where Sky Moore was last year after 5 games. He's the top receiver on the team, not named Kelce. And last week, Pro Football Focus. I don't know how all this works, but I do like their rankings. Rashee Rice was the highest graded player against the Vikings. And this is a day when Mahomes had a 109.9 rating. So that means he was blocking well. He was doing a lot of things well. I don't know how they decide all that stuff. But if he's the highest rated Chiefs player versus the Vikings, we will take that with Rashee Rice. He's got, as Stan Weber described on Monday, he's got the perfect body to kind of bounce the defender behind him and keep body control and make the catch. He caught that little slant pass last week, was just a little bit behind him, but he strong-handed it and caught it. It was a really nice catch, and then he turned and got yards. I mean, those are good-looking plays. The difficulty of being a rookie isn't always, can you make the play? It's, do I know what the play is? You get in the huddle, and they call the terminology, and it's, you know, they're playing fast. There's some no huddle in there. It's not like it used to be. It's not, you know, you got to hear your key. When they call this play, there's a key for you that tells you what you're supposed to do. It's not the, you're not listening to the whole play. You're listening to the key word in there for you. And it's complicated for rookies. This is much different than college at SMU. Much different. And it looks like it's clicking with him now. And he's starting to understand it. And I think he and Patrick Mahomes are just working, working, working. Look, is this going to be Tyreek Hill? Is he going to get behind coverage and score 80-yard touchdowns? No. But what you got to have, especially if Travis Kelce is becoming an older player and a more injured player, and Kelce hasn't looked like himself this year. He's been good, but he looks like he's lost a little something. But he's been banged up all year. He missed the first game. He may miss this game. Remember, there's 10 days off until the next game. So this is obviously a good week to skip players if you can. It gets him 2 weeks off in the middle of the season. Like Nick Bolton, I'd like to think he's back Thursday night, but it might be a real nice night to not play him again. You're playing the Broncos. Give him a full 2 weeks off. Get that ankle ready for the rest of the season. So I don't know about Travis Kelce in this game. Maybe he's available and he plays a limited amount. We'll just have to see. But I expect there to be plenty of times where Travis Kelce cannot carry the Chiefs this year. And Rashee Rice gaining is the most important thing. He just needs to get better and better and better every week. It's very important that he do that. Major League Baseball playoffs are ongoing. I'm going to guess most of you haven't watched very much of that. But you've heard me talking about the Arizona Diamondbacks. When Spencer, my son, who's getting married a week from Friday, I don't know if you heard about that. When he was a kid, their team was the Diamondbacks. And I got them uniforms, and it was actually the year the Diamondbacks won the World Series. I think maybe he was 12 or 13 that year, about 20 years ago. And it was really cool because they had the best uniforms in the league. They weren't the best team, but they played well that year. And they won a bunch of games, and I think they, not in a top division or anything, won a title, won a division, and got a trophy. There's some trophies around here somewhere. But the Diamondbacks, dang, they look good. And we used to love going out to Arizona, and we took the kids out to Arizona, so he kind of liked the Diamondbacks. The Royals weren't any good. So it's kind of a cool thing. And now he lives there, and his fiance, Courtney, is the biggest Diamondbacks fan ever. Like, there's a lot of sports in Arizona and Phoenix. She loves Arizona State. It's where she went to school. They're not really good at anything. So the Diamondbacks have kind of been her team. The Cardinals haven't been that good. The Diamondbacks were when she was little. She remembers them winning a World Series. So they bought one of those 12 packs this year. They bought the 12 games. They had like 12 game season ticket. Went to a bunch of Diamondbacks games. Well, the Diamondbacks just beat the Dodgers again last night. The Dodgers are the stink, man. They're it. So the Diamondbacks were 84-78 this year, and they just walked into Dodger Stadium for the National League Division Series and scored 6 runs in the first inning off Clayton Kershaw and beat him, what, 10-0 in game one? And then in game two, they scored 3 in the first and cruised to a 4-2 victory behind Gallen, who's their ace, who's a terrific pitcher. They're up 2-0 in a 5-game series. They're going to Arizona now for a couple games. They pick one of those off, it's over, and they'll take several days off. And I think by the time they'd go on the road, certainly, for their first couple games in the National League Championship Series, I think the weekend of the wedding, if I look at the schedule right, they're going to be in Phoenix playing in the National League Championship Series. Come on, Diamondbacks, let's do that. How fun would that be for the happy couple? Now, wouldn't that be nice? It really would be. The Rangers are also up 2-0 over Baltimore. The other two series are tied 1 game apiece. If you're following, many of you will watch, I feel certain, the National League Championship Series and the World Series. But right now, maybe not quite as much. Our final is brought to you by Amazing Garage Floors, online at amazinggaragefloors.net. Perfect time of year to seal your concrete, guys. 913-901-7139 or schedule that amazing garage floor at amazinggaragefloors.net. MyPillow.com. I'm going to get Mike Lindell on the podcast, I think. You know, we've talked about what's happening to him. Boy, he's being targeted. He's had all these companies drop him from advertising. Now his credit line has been cut. American Express has basically dumped him, and they say, well, we don't have a reason. They just did it. So he's fighting back, and he's looking for an inflush of cash with his company, which we've all kind of been there or heard about that with companies. So he's discounted everything. Like, the entire site right now has been slashed. He's trying to get some cash in. You want to support Mike Lindell and MyPillow? If you've been waiting, do some Christmas shopping right now. They could use the help until he reforms his credit line somewhere else. MyPillow.com/KKHI. That's MyPillow.com/KKHI. It's the maximum discount you can get. You can find all kinds of wonderful Christmas gifts there. I know it's early, but go ahead and do it. Now's the time. They really need it at MyPillow.com/KKHI. Pet blankets, premium pillows, body pillows, sheets, towels, robes, slippers. It's all at the site, MyPillow.com/KKHI, or call 800. Yeah, you still call. Mike Lindell, you can still call and get somebody. 800-923-9034. That's 800-923-9034. And it's not too late to get some work done around your house with EarthFX Outdoor, our landscaping company. If you'd like to put a tree in, fall is the perfect time. I put in an October glory last year in October. This is a great month to plant trees, a perfect time of year to plant trees. If you need some trees planted, or if you need some taken out, or if you're still looking to aerate and overseed your lawn, we still got about 5 weeks of pretty good weather to grow that seed up. EarthFX would love to help you with any of your landscaping needs. 816-478-7700. They're online at eeoutdoor.com. Our final today is the Las Vegas Raiders. They beat the Packers on Monday night and claim that Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas became the first event of its kind to ever be held. Last night, they claim they powered the place, juice, electricity. They powered it all, the entire game and everything. It was fully powered by renewable energy. I call BS. I am. I'm calling BS. The game was televised by ESPN, right? You know all those giant production trucks sitting right outside the stadium and all those cameras inside working and all the microphones that are on and all the lights that they have? All of those things? There's generators out there. Oh, yes, there are. There are all kinds of fuel being burned out there in that parking lot. Okay, so they're going to argue, oh, just the stadium itself. So help me out here, because I don't understand this. The Raiders say it was the first fully powered renewable energy game ever with solar, geothermal, hydro, and wind power. Now, it's my understanding from Evergy that my power where I live comes from the Kansas River. That they have turbines down there, that the water churns, and that's where the power is created and it's brought to my house. Well, don't I live with renewable energy? Don't we all agree that water and wind and sun are all renewable? Geothermal, I'm out over my skis on that one. I don't know. I think what they're wanting to say is we're the only one to not use coal or gas or a fossil fuel. But I don't know that this is making us any better. It seems like a nice thing to try to do. But in the days of Hamas and Palestine and Gaza, it just doesn't seem all that important to me. So thank you, Raiders, in Sin City. If there is a place that needs to be like all solar and all wind, it's Las Vegas, because they're draining Lake Mead at like crazy. But they're using the water. They're not using it as much for electricity as you might think. A lot of the electricity from Hoover Dam and Lake Mead go down the road. They head to Arizona, Southern California, Mexico, other places like that. But yeah, the desert ought to be able to figure out their own power without hydro if they need to. But my God, just the things that they have in Vegas and the water they use is shocking. That city's just growing leaps and bounds. The Raiders' three-game skid is over. They eked one out in one of the ugliest Monday night games you can ever remember. But I enjoyed watching the Manning cast on Monday night. There it is, your Tuesday edition. Thank you so much for listening to KKHI. I've done a little podcast research recently, and apparently this really matters, and I didn't know it. I'll probably focus on this earlier in a podcast sometime. If you could give us a review, that'd be great. Yeah, give us 5 stars and just a couple little sentences that, hey, this is pretty good. Apparently the way these things are filed and rated by Apple and iTunes and Spotify and everything is not how many listeners you have, because we're in the top 0.5% of podcasts in America. All right, so we're doing well with listeners. Apparently the way they stack you and rate you at all these podcast services is by how many reviews you get. Well, I've never asked anybody to review me. So yeah, if you're listening, find a way on your device to go give us a review. Give us 5 stars and say something nice if you don't mind. Or if you hate it, say that. Just be honest. If you're a lib listening to this and you hate me, go ahead. I don't care. But doggone it, if you could give us a quick review and give us some stars, apparently that's good for, I don't know, getting the podcast seen on other sites or having it pop up for people or something. So we appreciate that. We really appreciate the fact that you hit like or follow. Those obviously are free for you. So thank you very much for supporting in any way that you can, and certainly just for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.